Chapter 4. Thorby's leg hurt for a couple of days, otherwise Manumission left his life unchanged. But he really was becoming inefficient as a beggar. A strong, healthy youth does not draw the alms that a skinny child can. Often Baslam would have Thorby place him on his pitch, then send him on errands or tell him to go home and study. However, one or the other was always in the plaza. Baslam sometimes disappeared, with or without warning. When this happened, it was Thorby's duty to spend daylight hours on the pitch, noting arrivals and departures, keeping mental notes of slave auctions, and picking up information about both traffics through contacts around the port, in the wine shops, and among the unveiled women. Once Baslam was gone for a double 9-day, he was simply missing when Thorby woke up. It was much longer than he had ever been away before. Thorby kept telling himself that Pop could look out for himself, while having visions of the old man dead in a gutter. But he kept track of the doings at the plaza, including 3 auctions, and recorded everything that he had seen and had been able to pick up. Then Baslam returned. His only comment was, "Why didn't you memorize it instead of recording?" "Well, I did, but I was afraid I would forget something. There was so much." "Humph." After that, Baslam seemed even quieter, more reserved than he had always been. Thorby wondered if he had displeased him, but it was not the sort of question Baslam answered. Finally, one night, the old man said, "Son, we never did settle what you are going to do after I'm gone." "Huh? But I thought we had decided that, Pop. It's my problem." "No, I simply postponed it, because of your thick-headed stubbornness. But I can't wait any longer. I've got orders for you."